Bible reading number 165, 1 Kings 9, verses 1 through 9. Yahweh appeared to Solomon. So Solomon finished building the temple of Yahweh and his royal palace. He finished building everything that he ever wanted to build. Then Yahweh appeared to him again, just as he once did at Gibeon. Yahweh said to him, I have listened to your prayer. I have heard what you were asking of me in my presence. You built this temple, but I have made it a holy place. I have put my name there forever. I will always watch over it. My heart is there. However, you must serve me as your father David did. He had an honest heart, and he was a good man. You must obey all of my laws and do everything I command you. If you do these things, then I will ensure that the throne of your kingdom will rule Israel forever. I made that promise to your father David. I told him that there would always be a male from his family to rule over Israel. However, you and your sons must always follow me. You must obey the laws and commands which I have given to you. You must not go off to serve different gods and worship them. If you abandon me, then I will force Israel to leave the land which I have given them. Though I have made the temple holy for people for the sake of my name, if you will not obey me, I will turn away my face. Then Israel will become a proverb and a joke among all the nations. If this magnificent temple is totally destroyed, then everyone who sees that will be shocked. They will make fun of you and ask, Why did Yahweh do this? Why did he do this terrible thing to this land and to this temple? Other people will answer, This happened because they abandoned Yahweh, their God. He brought their ancestors out of the land of Egypt, but they decided to follow different gods. They worshipped and served them instead. That is why Yahweh brought this whole disaster upon them.